Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. I think we're shocked when we encounter times in marriage where the winds are blowing and our face is getting slapped with the sleet. I didn't sign up for this, is what you often hear us say. But Jesus did say, you will have trouble. You will have trouble, but you will overcome. You can be of good cheer. So this is a good reason for hope. And Greg, your story doesn't end here, though, does it?
No, you know, when we were at the very top, now, you know, we celebrated. It was so fun, too. There were so many people that we passed and who would pass us, and we sort of like this big cohort who summited. It took us about 4 hours. It was so shocking to me, the reminder again of the power also. I mean, hope is great. The power, though, of community as well. You know, here we had people, I never met them before, and we're exchanging, where are you from? Hey, I'm from here. And hey, keep going. You're going to do it. And patting each other on the back. We get to the top. Man, we're all hugging and embracing and high-fiving. And I'm just laughing because I'm just going, I don't even know you. And I'm hugging you. Come here. Come on in for a hug. Bring it in. And you know, and that's so true that Satan wants us alone. He wants us isolated. He wants us to be battered by the wind and the rain and the sleet and, you know, the exhausted muscles and all that. And yet, not only did I get hope, but I had community. I had other people. I had the girls. I contrast that with the girls, when they just want to get out of the windy, snowy, sleety part, and so they're way fat. They're like gazelles, you know. I'm like a tortoise going up and down this thing. And so I said, "Girls, just go. I mean, get to the tree line, you know, hunker in some of the trees. I'll walk by. We'll start walking again." And I hated every moment of that because now going down was the worst part. It just did such a number on my knees, and I was really hurting big time, and I was alone. And to contrast that with just moments ago, having Murphy, having Taylor, having all these people, you know, keep going. It was absolute misery. And it just, again, solidified that in whatever season you're in, if you're in a sleety, windy, can't see, muscles killing you, knees killing you season in your marriage, you can make it. Hey, we've all been there. There's light. There is a summit. You know, God's there. He's in your corner. I mean, you've got hope, but make sure that you've got a community of who are encouraging you, who are there walking with you, who are there to. It's not even the advice. You know, I'm sure there was better technique that I could have employed. There were probably smarter ways to clothe myself. You know, there's probably a lot that let me say this. I've learned a lot about how to do that differently, but that will never take away from the power of having hope and having community.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.